It's great to have with us again here on AM 1480 KAUS, Kelly Neff, broadcaster and announcer and former announcer right here at AM 1480 KAUS. And Kelly, as mentioned, listeners might remember here some time ago, had a book coming out about his experiences here in Austin, and that book is now out. And Kelly, getting up to join us to tell us more about it here today on AM 1480 KUS. Right. And Kelly, thanks so much for your time. And the book is now available. And can you basically tell us more about it?
Okay, well, it's not available yet, Jason, in the store. You have to go online to order it.
Okay.
And you can do that at BarnesandNoble.com or Amazon.com.
Okay.
And I think the price is pretty comparable on both of them. Only the print edition is ready now, and that's what you can order. And they'll send it to you. It takes about 3 or 4 days, and it's not all that expensive. But it is available, and that's how the people who have purchased it so far have gotten it off one of those two websites.
Okay. Thanks for correcting that there. But again, easy to go online, like you just said, and buy yourself a copy of a book called A Perfect Match, I believe it is, and just kind of reading what it's about here. Kelly, an 18-year-old Kevin Knapp leaves his home in Iowa and begins his broadcasting career here in Austin, and I got to believe that's you, I'm going to assume. Is that correct?
It started out being me. In fact, that's how we got it going between Mary and me. She was asking one day how I got started in radio, and I told her about, as at 18, just out of high school, getting a job. Actually, I was working part-time at a TV/radio station here in Iowa that was owned by the same people that owned the Austin station. So that's how I got a connection there.
Okay.
And they had an opening, and I went up there, and of course, being an 18-year-old and the heyday of rock and roll music and getting my own radio show, it's pretty exciting. So that's how it all started out. Then we kind of drifted here, there, and everywhere in the book. And it's not exactly our story, but it's pretty close.
Okay. But obviously throughout the book, Kelly, lots of references to Austin, when you were here, and we were just talking before we came on the air that, some longtime residents of Austin will recognize some of those subtleties in the book. Is that right?
Yeah, in fact, I mentioned Scoville Jewelers. I don't know if they're still around, but that's where little Kevin buys his engagement ring, and the Country Kitchen, which I know isn't there, but in the book, throughout the book, Kevin goes to Country Kitchen to get their strawberry pie. I mentioned the Lansing Supper Club, the Turf Ballroom, the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake. I mean, there's a lot of, and of course, I mentioned Hormel, and it's just a bunch of, I think people will have the little flashbacks if they've been living up there long enough to places like that. Most of the people in the book are fictional. At least their names are fictional, although they were real people, like the priest of St. Augustine at where I went to Mass, and the lady who was my landlady living right below or right above her hair salon. But I made up the names on that. But people will recognize some places and things, I think. I think they'll have fun out of it.
Okay. And then also, I know the last time we talked that, in this time in radio, obviously spinning a lot of fantastic music. And does that make its way into the book as well, Kelly, or some of the music that inspired you or that you played? Or
a lot of good music back then. I was just trying to think of some of the songs. Tommy James and the Shondells, of course, the Beatles and the Bee Gees and Rolling Stones and the Monkees and the people like that have sort of stood the test of time. But it was fun. It was my first radio job, and I'd come in at 6 to midnight Tuesday through Friday, 5 to midnight Saturday and Sunday. They gave me Monday off, which, if you're going to have any kind of social, having Monday off. It was kind of hard to socialize and go to, movies. There weren't a lot of daytime matinees, and you couldn't go to movies when you're working 6 to midnight. So, but there are a few people that I still remember from up there, but I don't think any of them still work there. But there's a few people that I met during my years there that might still be around. I think they get a kick out of the book.
Okay. Kind of backtracking here, Kelly, has it kind of always been a dream of yours, or I should say kind of a passion, or whatever term you want to use to write a book, or I guess what kind of inspired you to write this book?
Well, I it was pretty exciting getting on my own, living on my own, working on my own, earning my own living and stuff like that in radio, which is what I wanted to do for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. So being in Austin just was really exciting, and I just wanted to depict what it might have been like. I'm not sure if I included a whole lot of things that I did while I was there. Like I said, most of the stuff that I could do was done during the day because that's the only time I had available to myself. But I remember living in Austin and really liking it. The people, I don't think I ever met a person I didn't like. Worked with some really nice people that were at the station at the time. And what I wanted to just depict, and my wife helped out, was just a more or less a story. It's just not earth-shattering. It's just like people have told us that have bought the book already, that it's really just a nice read. It's a nice story. And people, I think, who don't even live in Austin, none of the people that have told us they've read the book live in Austin. The only people who live around here and in Iowa, they think it's really nice. So I think the people in Austin would think it's even better than that.
Yeah, very much so. And I guess, for one quick moment, kind of getting away from the book, Kelly, listeners might not, I'm sure some know, but maybe I'm sure some don't know as well, that after you left Austin, you continued on the American Forces Radio, several other commercial stations around the country. And boy, you obviously have to be proud about being a member of the Iowa Hall of Pride.
Yes, that was a surprise. Happens, they don't name somebody every year, but it's usually at the state basketball tournament that if they're going to name somebody, they name. And I was working in Iowa City in radio at the time, and I got the information that somebody, and I never did find out who, nominated me, and they voted on it, and they inducted me, and it was really quite an honor. I didn't do any in Austin because I was working nights, but everywhere else I've done 5,000 broadcasts probably of sports, and I still do a little bit of that, not play-by-play so much, but like I do the softball announcing for the University of Iowa.
Okay.
And do some high school stuff down here. And I've, over the years, done just about every sport there is to do. When in Florida, I actually broadcast the state bowling tournament when I was in Florida.
Wow.
And state lacrosse and state swimming and state just everything. I mean, I've been pleased and fortunate to have been able to do that, but being a disc jockey is where I started out, and it's pretty exciting. Think of yourself as an 18-year-old in 1968 doing a little rock and roll at the only rock and roll station in town. In fact, you may not know this, but shortly after I left, Time Magazine did an article on KAUS, being one of only two rock and roll radio stations in the entire state of Minnesota.
Wow.
The other one being WDGY in Minneapolis.
WDGY Minneapolis, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It was the other one. And so they did a story on it. I never got a chance to see it because I was in the Navy by then, but people had told me that it was in Time Magazine. So it was actually a pretty important station in the town of, 28,000 people.
Yeah.
And I was glad to be a part of that.
Yeah. You mentioned 1968, Kelly, obviously a very tumultuous time. Some would say maybe the most tumultuous year in American history. That era, does it kind of permeate in the book as well, how crazy it was or how much how much bad was?
We don't really get into that. I mean, while I was at KAUS, Lyndon Johnson resigned, or at least said he wasn't going to run again. Martin Luther King was killed. Bobby Kennedy. I mean, all of that happened while I was there, but we don't really touch into that too much. We refer to a lot of other things that happened in the era, but we don't really didn't really get into that. It'd be too much of a downer. I think people would rather have fond memories than some of those.
I wholeheartedly agree. And like you said, people that have read it so far call it a nice read. And just from what I've read here, obviously going to try and pick up a copy of the book myself. But like you just said, it's a nice read. And like you said, people may be looking for more of that instead of all the negativity, unfortunately, that's in the world nowadays. But
Well, if you do get a copy of the book, feel free to read some excerpts on the air if you want to. I'm not sure they'll be able to go to the local bookstore. What is it? The Sweet Reads.
Sweet Reads, yep.
Sweet Reads. I'm not sure they'll carry it, but they can get it online, like I say, at BarnesandNoble.com or at Amazon.com. And I understand that, in fact, just today, probably a half hour before we started talking, we found out that the video for the book is now complete. And I understand you're going to put it on your webpage, the link that people can look. They made a little video, the publishing company made a little video, and then talks a little bit about what the book's about. So they might be interested in that. But feel free to have people do that if they'd like. And maybe Sweet Reads will do something. I don't know. Maybe we're going to come up to Austin and talk to the people in the Austin Daily Herald one of these days when they find a date. Maybe we'll go over to Sweet Reads and see if they have any place they can place the book and people can buy it easier that way. We'll work out all those details. Sure. The e-book is not available yet, but it's in public, or it's in the process of being published right now. So that's all that's available is the paper book right now.
Okay. But again, it is on BarnesandNobles.com and Amazon.com, so you can purchase it there. Again, it's a perfect match. And as Kelly just said, a video about the book now on YouTube, and we'll place a, as mentioned, a link there so you can get to that on YouTube. And Kelly, thanks so much for your time. Fantastic news about the book coming out, and fantastic to have you with us again here on AM 1480 KUS. Congratulations with this book coming out as well. And please send along the best to your wife as well for your success. And thanks for your time.
All right, Jason. Thank you for having me. It's been enjoyable.